Thank you all for joining the Latin GPA meetings on the 19th of March 2020. In the call, we have Bill, Mariana, Michael, Dennis, Hassim, Michael, and Petinan. Over to you, Mariana.
Okay, you have seen the agenda for today. I just want first to make, let's say, to close somehow underlining test cases. Last time I forgot, Petinan, could you tell me, did everybody send their tasks finished, or some of people are missing still?
Hi, Petinan here. We still waiting for some input from Bill, Michael, and Hassan.
Oh, we have three people not finishing yet. Bill, please, I see your hand.
Yes, I was going to apologize. Mine isn't done yet. We're on the same kind of lockdown over the virus that you are, but somehow my job has gotten busier, not less busy, and I've been on double shifts the last 2 weeks. I have a couple hours tomorrow. I hope to be able to make some more progress, but at the moment I'm only about a quarter done. So that's where mine is at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Sorry for this. Hazen, please.
Yes, it's almost the same here. I was traveling last week and had to quit the trip and come back home because they were closing the airports. So I didn't have enough time. So I hope during next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand it is a special situation in the whole world now, but I'm trying to do as much as it is possible in this situation. And the third one is Michael. Probably Michael will provide his input in the coming days. Okay, so we are waiting three more people to finish their tasks for underlining test case, and after that we shall have some data to discuss about it. Anyone to say anything more about this topic? I see no hands, so we can proceed to the item number three. This is the discussion about a generic glyph analysis. As I recall, Bill compiled a proposal and we put the proposal in the report, mentioning that this is not discussed yet, that this is just a proposal. And now we have to discuss how shall we verify everything what is in this proposal, how to try to make some final decisions about which glyphs are candidates for the variants. I have no idea what to do, so I'm waiting a proposal from the group. Bill, please, thank you.
With apologies for making the obvious suggestion, I think we need to go through the same process we've gone through otherwise, put up pairs of cases and all of us take a look and see whether we think they're problematic or not. I think in some cases the IP made perfectly reasonable comments, in others not so much, but I think that's just one opinion, and I think we basically need to do the same spreadsheet
as we have done before, and that yes. everyone from the group will put his opinion there, and after that to make some conclusion. Dennis was writing something in the chat, so the motivation for those characters is visual, so I would suggest to use the visual framework we used. In addition, take suggestions from IP comparing labels and not just characters. Okay, so if do I understand exactly, Dennis is proposing not to compare characters but to compare strings. Am I right in my what I'm reading here? But we need someone to prepare this table for comparison. Is there any volunteer for this? No volunteer. Okay, we might postpone this because I'm not sure I can do it properly. I could try, but I'm not sure that it will be sufficient to understand.
Marjana, perhaps if you take a first cut at it, and then perhaps someone will have time to make suggestions.
No, I have enough time.
But that will at least get us started.
Yeah, I have enough time because I can't go outside, so I have to do something. I have to make myself busy. And it is best, but I'll try to make a proposal, and please, it should be something similar like this HML, but I cannot use any tools to produce it. I'll combine it in my head and put some strings for comparison and see, you will judge if it is okay or something should be changed. And after that, we can make our marks, or we can judge is it sufficiently similar to be a candidate for variant. Dennis, Dennis is writing, he can send the black spreadsheet reusing the spreadsheet from cross-script analysis. Okay, Dennis, please send me whatever you think could be useful. And if I don't understand something, I will ask for help. That's all what I can say at this moment. Okay, so Mirjana is to prepare generic strings for generic glyph analysis and the whole group will. Michael, yeah, I see your hand, Michael. Sorry, I didn't see you before. Please go on.
Yeah, no problem. Could someone please explain me what the issue is here? I'm failing somehow to understand, follow the conversation. Sorry, I've also been with my mind occupied with other things. Thank you.
Yeah, Dennis is proposing. We are discussing all these generic glyphs, which Bill prepared one table with which we did not discuss. You can see what is on the screen.
But on the screen, there is only one example which contrasts a Cyrillic and an Arabic code point. So my question is, are we having a discussion about those two particular code points? Are you?
No.
We initiate a more general discussion.
Yeah, we are initiating the general discussion how to go through this generic glyph analysis. We have a circle, we have crescent and similar shapes, which are used across different alphabets. And we have to make some judgment which of those shapes are enough, that's my understanding, which of those shapes are enough similar to be candidates for variants with some of Latin script glyphs. Was I clear, Michael, or you need some more explanation? Yeah, that's the proposal compiled by Bill, but we didn't discuss it, and we are now thinking how to proceed with analysis of these generic glyphs.
And okay.
Dennis proposed that it is better to make strings in which those glyphs will be incorporated, because this will be easier to make proper judgment. Or whatever. I think I've tried to explain how I understood it. Michael, do you need something? Do you want something to say still? Please go on.
Yes, maybe I would like to respond to what you said. Because on the screen you only showed those two code points. So I didn't understand the discussion was about the whole set.
Whole set is in question.
My recollection is the following, that first of all, Bill initiated the analysis and used the shortlist of those candidates.
Yeah.
I think there were also candidates which were reviewed by IP and they made specific feedback on some of those cases. And since we are dealing with mostly visual similarity in these cases, I think we could just use the spreadsheet approach we have used in earlier cases. So put them in a spreadsheet and get, for example, two members to vote on them. And then if those two members agree, we can accept that verdict. And if those two members do disagree, then we can go on and have everyone vote upon it. So we can just re-employ the workflow we have used in earlier cases, maybe. Useful in individual cases to see, for example, how high or how low they rise above the baseline and how they combine with other cases. But that would be a further step. So I think it may be more useful to just get going. But this is just what's on my mind. Thank you.
Dennis proposed that those glyphs should be put in strings in order to better qualify. Are they to better judge if they are similar or not similar? I mean, I volunteered to prepare this kind of spreadsheet, and you are proposing two phase analysis. First, to analyze each character by themselves. I mean, only to compare two characters in different scripts and see are they could they be candidates for a variant? And Dennis is proposing to put those characters in strings. Dennis is writing. Someone is writing and I cannot manage to follow everything.
No problem. I also saw that Dennis was writing something, but I couldn't quite understand, Dennis, what you meant by the 5 out of 7 approach. Could you explain that further, please?
Yeah, I don't, he was not in Brussels, so I don't know what is 5 to 7 approach. Dennis, you can't speak.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah. You were muted. Yeah, please go on.
Yeah, thank you. So the 5-7 approach means the new voting approach or framework, if you will, right? It's 7 relates to 7 of us, and 5 means if 5 agree on something, whether it's variant or, you know, should variant or not variant, that's kind of the rules over that specific case. So for example, we take 2 pairs and there are 5 people out of the 7 people in the panel that agree that they should be variant candidates, then that's the ruling. In contrast, if 5 out of the 7 believe they should not be variant candidates, then that's the ruling that we get. That's what we're discussing in Brussels for visual analysis. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Michael?
Yes, so that would mean, Dennis, if I understand your proposal, that there is no point in 2 people looking at the characters, but everyone should look at them straight away so we can actually arrive at a 5 out of 7 verdict. And if that's your proposal, I would be fine with it. You just should opt for a workflow and go straight forward to preparing the material so that we can actually do the voting, so to say, and voice our opinions.
Yeah, that's right, Mick. I mean, at the offset might seem that we are doing more, but I think in the long run, doing this, I mean, we've been faced with our own approach being, we have had some pushback from IP, so that's why we are leaning towards the more clear-cut cases, and that's why we kind of arrive at to the 5 out of 7. So by doing this upfront, we may save more time, you know, more cycles with IP. That's kind of the reasoning, right?
Okay, sounds reasonable. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll try to prepare the table, and please look very critically in this table, which I will prepare, and give your suggestions. I will put the table in the Google Docs, so that everyone could make comments and corrections if I misunderstood something, so that we probably after next meeting we shall have a material how to proceed with analysis with generic script analysis. Does anyone have something to add to this? At least it is clear to me. Okay, thank you very much for your proposals and your discussion. Let's go then to the following topic. This is Appendix D analysis summary, whatever it is. I missed something writing last time, proposing one table, which was not a right thing to do. Writing to do that this way. Mikael sent before Brussels meeting one email, which I forgot completely. And now I was, I've reread this mail, and Mikael, I will try to summarize what should be done. One of the topics in this mail is this discussion about generic glyph analysis, which we just proposed how to proceed. But about Appendix D, you find two group of analysis which should be further discussed. One is that some people are arguing about variant cases proposed by the person who initially analyzed the shape. And the other group of cases is unclear verdict. The person who made the first analysis didn't give any clue. Is it a candidate for variant, or it is not a candidate for variant? And your proposal in this email was that we should discuss every one of these cases case by case, and we have 7 cases in the first group and 6 cases in the second group. This is 13 cases which should be discussed online. Oh, I'm not sure that we could do it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not sure that we could do it in online discussion. I'll prefer to get some kind of proposal. How could we organize judging?
I think this is Pitinen. Can I come in?
Yes, please, Pitinen. Please, thank you. Go on.
Right. So, first of all, Mikael, would it be useful if I also share the email that you sent to Mariana to the list as well, so people can see the details? And if you agree, and if you want me to send, just let me know.
Yeah, but Mikael sent this email just after last meeting, before 2 weeks. He resend it to the mail, to the list, but I'm not sure that everyone read this. It might be better, Pitinen, what do you think? It might be better first to show the Mikael's mail, and after that my table, which is the way how I see all those things. And let's try to find some exit, some reasonable solutions how to proceed with this problem. Because this appendix is very huge, a lot of effort we put in it, and we have to extract some valuable data from it.
Sure, I'm sharing it. But also last week, just to recap, Bill also suggests another idea. So another approach we can do is more than if everybody go through the list, as Bill suggests that maybe just one reviewer wouldn't be enough. So okay. I'm just recap yeah, two approach we have on the table so far. And I'm
okay, thank you, Pekina, very much. I forgot this Bill's proposal. Thank you very much for remembering it. Okay,
Sorry, let me just.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. And we have Michael. Michael wants to make a comment or suggestion. Please, Michael, go on.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say I'm fine showing my email. It's I don't know if it was understandable and if the information in your table is the same, so you can also show that one. I just made a summary of what seemed clear to me and what seemed unclear to me, and those were the two categories which should be worked on, I think.
Okay. Okay, yes, I understood, but before making this table, I completely forgot that you have sent an email based on my request at the beginning of the January or something like this.
And it wasn't November even.
I don't know. It was a long time ago, so that's why I forgot it. So we have a number of items in Appendix D, and we have Michael has looked at the complete material in the Appendix D. Everything which was proposed, what was proposed, was done, and everything was everything is now in the report which was sent to IP, last version, which is somewhere and at Hazem's OneDrive. So we have to see how shall we use the information which are contained in Appendix D. And Michael made two categories of this, make somehow summarize what is unclear there, and we have to decide how shall we solve these 13 cases to have clear cuts. Are they variants and that they are not variants? Michael, please go on.
Yes, so I have one question and one suggestion. So first the suggestion. Now, the first list, for example, are cases where the person who looked at those code points thought they should be variants. So we could eliminate such cases by considering whether we have already considered the same variants on other grounds. If that is the case, we don't need to discuss them. And then this is just further evidence and support, and we can leave it there. So we should only discuss those which have not been considered variants so far. And then I think we should go to the appendix, look at the data in our telephone conference, and ask around the members present for their opinions, whether they agree that this should be a variant or not. If we can find an ad hoc agreement, let's say using the 5 out of 7 balance we used in Brussels, then we can agree that this should be a variant. If not, I think we should make a table and analyze them again using one of the workflows we had done before. And then the second thing I wanted to say was a question, because I didn't understand your comment just now. Above the text you're showing right now was a question to you, Mariana, that is whether the version I had considered contained all variant sets. That is, there was additional homework, as we called it, which was redistributed between members. I sent mine, I didn't keep track of whether the other members also sent their new ones and if they were incorporated into that version. So that was the second question, because I think you said something about it now, but I didn't quite understand. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't catch your question properly. Are you questioning that all analyses we have done are in the report?
Okay. Can you scroll up in the email? There is a paragraph there which words my question. There, the top paragraph says, as for the homework assigned to those members, I remember doing mine and sending to you. If all members did share and the results are integrated in the current version of Appendix D, then the data collection part is finished. So my question is, if that is the case, because I didn't keep track of the way.
Yeah. Now I understand. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. Everyone sent their, as the tasks were distributed, everyone have, as I recall, I have to check it again, but in this moment, all the analyses which are planned to be done in Appendix D has done, and they are integrated in this proposal, which is on OneDrive borrowed by Hazem to LatinGP. So
okay.
All analyses are done. That's all what we have. And we have to deal with it and to extract some useful information from this analysis. That's what we are, I checked everything. I hope I didn't miss anything, but this analysis, as I understand it, is just one more way to be sure that we haven't missed any analysis by previous analysis, any candidates for variants. And that's my recollection, that all physical stuff was done. Everything is in a report. And now we have to deal with data in this report. You have two kinds of problem. You pointed to two kinds of different things which should be resolved. And we have these two groups, and we are now thinking, how shall we proceed to extract useful information from Appendix D? Okay.
Hi, this is Bettina. I also would like to confirm that all assignment has been collected in the proposal.
Thank you, Bettina, because I forgot what was going on before 2 months almost. Sorry for this. Thank you, Bettina, very much. So everything is there, Michael. Now we have to deal with it. And I again don't think, I just want to be more efficient. Could we, these first seven cases, put in the, let's say, some kind of table again and use the similar procedure that all seven members should give their opinion? Are those things variants or not? And not to discuss every of these cases, case by case in online meetings. It will be very, very difficult to finalize it. And we shall spend a lot of time doing it. And I don't know, Michael wants to discuss every case by case in the first group. I think it could be it could be efficiently handled by using the table in the similar way to judge, is it something similar or not? I don't know. If you want to discuss case by case, I don't mind, really. Mats, please.
Well, there's a difference in the list, because some of the items in the list are particular cases, like D21, that's just the particular ligature and sequence, whereas D37, it's a group of characters. So it's
okay. Okay, you think it should be discussed? Yeah.
No, it's more complex with
that. See.
So it's not just one item. So D37 is not one item. There are more than one item in that.
Yeah.
And that is true for some of the other ones too.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to speed up something, but it can't be speeded up. Sorry. So if we have seven cases for discussion, okay, let's think that it could be done in one or two meetings in telephone calls. And somehow material should be prepared for this. So would it be enough to show just the material which is in Appendix D and okay, we shall try with discussion and see what will be the results. Sorry for my English. Thank you, Mats. It is clear that it is more clear to me now that it can't be done offline, it should be done online. Okay, I will propose this group of cases for discussion for our next call. And the next group is six cases with no verdict. Is it proposed to be variant or not? How should, is there any proposal how to proceed with this group? Maker, you might have an idea or no idea at all.
Sorry, you're saying the second group?
The second group, yes.
I personally think it should be handled in the same way the first group should be. So the first group is, the reviewer said, yes, they are variants. So we have to confirm or disconfirm that. Because we have agreed a long time ago that we cannot just have things variants based on the opinion of one single person. And in the second case, the reviewer couldn't come to a conclusion. So that means we need to come to a conclusion as a group. So we should look at these cases, but I just distributed them to groups because they have different status.
Okay. Okay, so we have 13 cases which should be discussed online. I'll put this in the agenda for the next call and see which progress could be made in online discussion, and maybe we can get some better idea how to finalize this. Any other?
Hi, this is Bettina. May I have a question?
Yes, please, Bettina, go on.
Okay. So I share this screen. On the left is the table of content of our Appendix D in the proposal. And the right is the list. So I'm just I'm not clear. For example, the case D.1.2 is not in either the first group or the second group because it's already finalized and confirmed, or how did it go? Can you explain? Sorry. Maybe a question to Michael. For example, if you see on the left a little bit small, D.1.2, for example, this one is not on the list on the right side, which is your email. So how do we handle those cases?
I assume that, at the time when I made the review, that would mean that if it's not on the right side, that is in the email, that means that the reviewer there didn't think they should be in a variant relationship, or they were already considered to be in a variant relationship on basis of other evidence, one of the two, because that was the review I conducted at the time. Are you saying this is not the case, Bettina?
So may I comment? So D1, 2, we don't have Latin small letter alpha in the repertoire. So it cannot be a variant pair.
If you click on the link and show us the data, I'm sure we will find the reason. And I also think that Matt's explanation should sound about right. Yeah. So here the reviewer said Latin small letter alpha is not in the repertoire. So by consequence, this was not considered as a variant. So it's neither a positive case, nor is it a case where the reviewer didn't come to a conclusion. But the reviewer said, no, this is not a variant. In this case, because it cannot be. Does that answer your question, Petina?
Yes. So I just randomly check another one, just in case. So for the 12, in this case, so means that this is confirmed that it's reached the conclusions by the group. Is that correct?
If you stop scrolling, I can read what it says.
Yeah,
so the findings here says the double diacritic stay at the base character and thus will not be confused with characters next to it having just one of the diacritics. So the reviewer, without saying explicitly, said, no, these should not be variant candidates. This is why they are not in either of the two lists on the right-hand side, because the first list is those cases where reviewer said, yes, they should be variants, and the second list are those cases where the reviewer said, I'm not sure if they should be variants, in a simplified speaking. Correct?
Okay, got it. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, so next time we shall probably go through these 13 cases as much as we can do for one call and try to finalize Appendix D. I cannot remember, is there anything more in today's agenda? Petinan, sorry. Yeah. The number 6 is far future, so we can't discuss it now, because before this item in the agenda, we have to finalize all the previous cases, and we have 20 more minutes for this call. So what do you think? Could we start with this analysis of cases from Appendix D, where the things are not clear, and to use these 20 minutes for something productive? Or do you want me to close this meeting and to postpone everything for next call?
Sorry, Mariana, just want to check if you also want to talk about item number 5. Just now you mentioned number 6 already, but number 5 perhaps haven't mentioned it yet.
No, those are things which are not, yes, we can look at it, but it is not anything substantial for finalizing the report. Probably there is something like production of test data and all the other things, but we can look what is there. Please, yes, Bettina, please put it on the screen. I skipped it. Number 1 is in progress. Number 2 is something promised us last time. This is some discussion about alpha and A and alpha and A with acute and alpha with acute, or some alpha with tonus, to make final decision. Are they are they candidates for this for variants or not? But we still not have material, so we cannot discuss it. Generic.
I'm sorry, I sent an email about this.
I didn't get anything. Sorry, I didn't see anything. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. You're referring to item number two, letter A with acute versus alpha with sonos. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, maybe Pitin found
it. 2 minutes. 2 minutes before the start of this meeting, I sent an email where I prepared.
Sorry. I prepared some
code points, and I prepared two test labels randomly. And we can look at the email so we can see if that test label is sufficient as evidence or not. So I was not supposed to call a judgment on those code points. I was only supposed to provide example test labels. Thank you.
Yeah, I was not looking 2 minutes before the call what is in the inbox. So someone who will compile all this data from for variants, surely I won't be the person because I'm not good in this area. Pitinan, will you put the which we seem to have considered the variant between Latin and Greek scripts and. This is a pretty long long list. Long.
Yeah, those are the two examples I generated. If the group thinks they are sufficient as example, I think we can use those.
For me, they look the same. Yeah. Almost the same. I don't know what the group thinks. We can, okay, we can offer it, offer this example and see what will be the reaction from IEP, or you might have some better proposal. Okay, so the Michael has finished his task. We would need to add second level label. Dennis is saying, and a Greek counterpart example. Mats is asking why a second level label. And yeah, really, why we need a second level label?
I don't know either.
Yeah, but we are discussing top label, top level domains, not second level domains. Second level has something completely different. I mean, has the end rules proposed, but they are not mandatory.
So would it be sufficient to just copy the label? So ape.ape in simple terms?
Pitinan, first you wanted to tell something?
Right, just to expand what Dennis put in the chat. So uh-huh. This is something like this. The IP seems to need a context around the code point. And what Michael done is already it put it in the labels, but the HTML that we generate, Dennis generated and we tested earlier has both top level and the second level. So that's why I guess Dennis mentioned that we should add another level as well, just to be consistent to this.
Okay, thank you. Bill, please.
Yeah, when IP asked for more context, my sense was that they wanted a TLD, not just a single letter, and that was the kind of context they were talking about. The only case where I think we need a first and second level is if we're dealing with something where, I think, what is it, the I with the dot below, where the there could be some confusion as to whether the diacritic could be confused for the dot between the second and top level domains. But otherwise, I think it's, you know, it doesn't hurt to put more in, but it's work that I don't think we necessarily need to do in order to provide what the IP was asking for. Thank you.
Dennis is sending another message. IP has asked in several, same case as in generic glyphs, in script, in cross script as well, and as in the generic glyphs. Well, I must say, I don't understand this, but
This is Dennis, if I may.
Yes, please, Dennis, go on. I don't see you. Yeah, please, go on.
So I think what we want, or at least what I'm, I guess, suggesting, is that we provide the all the examples that can give a stronger case in the cases that we want to push for something, right? Either candidate or not candidate for variance. So we've seen what IP has asked in the past. So if we use those, we add from again, right? We may reduce the cycles with IP because we're giving them, you know, what they have asked before. And that's why, I mean, it's okay to have, you know, what we've been doing, but if we incorporate more of IP's feedback, I think we're going to be better, in a better shape to defend our candidates, as opposed of, you know, not giving enough information and then coming back from IP, you know, 2-3 weeks later, and then we again try to do something. So we can gather all the information examples in one cycle, that will save us time at the end. And in the case of CrossScript, in the most recent genetic glyph set, in many of them, they have asked to compare the glyph against the top level, the main label, to a, you know, Latin script second level. So that's to give contrast as to, you know, different scripts may have different renderings, right? So that will expose the difference and, you know, alert the user that, oh, there's something not here that is not Latin, basically.
Okay. So Dennis, you are proposing that those two examples, which we have on the screen, made by Michael, some second level domains should be added, although I don't understand, should those second level labels be composed also mixing the letters from two scripts? Maybe it is crazy what I am asking, but
yeah, I mean, it could be a Latin.Greek example, or Latin.Latin, or Greek.Greek, yeah, and Latin.Greek example, right? So that's kind of, and that will, you know, give IP more information. Also, it will, you know, IP will say, yeah, I mean, they've thought about, you know, all these permutations, and so, you know, and they still believe, or don't believe it's a candidate. So it will provide them the evidence that we've done the exercise, as opposed hey, you didn't do this, and we spent 1 month in that cycle, right? So
yeah, I understand your point. Okay, when we finalize the data in the in the when we put those data in the report, we should try to extend somehow the example and make it with first with second level labels to be more let's say to provide more evidence of the, what we are thinking about. Okay, so I'm so tired in this moment, sorry for this. Is there anything else which could be discussed at this moment? Any ideas, any remarks, any comments? No, I don't see any hands up. So is it okay to have the next meeting next week, or shall we make some, shall we go again to two meetings every second week? What do you think? Because I think we are pretty close to finalize it, but I think this last 6 months and we are not, we have not finished the report. Okay, I'll propose the meeting for the next week, and we shall start discussing Appendix D cases, 13 cases, and after that, probably people could finalize their tasks from those three guys will finalize their tasks for the next before the next meeting. So we shall have enough material for discussion, and hopefully we shall get closer to the end of our work. Okay, I want to close now the meeting and to thank you all for taking your part in this meeting. And I hope, please be safe at your homes and take care about this nasty epidemic, which is now in the world. And hopefully we shall go well through all these things and meet again somewhere face to face. Okay, so thank you all for taking your part in this meeting. And I want to close the meeting and saying you goodbye. See you next Thursday again. No, see you. Hear you next Thursday again.
Goodbye, everyone, and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Be well.
Be well, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.